What's up? Well, thank Hello. You for listening to La Barum for the Latter Day. A little bit sketchy this week, too, but we can make it through.
Hopefully it'll be good.
We have a special guest with us today. Say hi.
Hello.
Yay! That was exciting. His name is Sean Pittman.
Yes.
And he released an album recently, right? Relatively?
Fairly. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. The one we played last week was named Stay. When did that come out?
That's my latest. Somewhere within the last year or so.
Awesome. Yeah. If you were listening last week, you heard some of his songs. I think we played track one and track eight. Do you remember what titles those are?
That would be This Time and I think Always Running. I don't know.
Awesome.
Wow. He remembers
the
track titles.
That's, you're good.
Well, you write the songs, right?
So
you hopefully
you
the order of the
remember
CD
the title.
Is a long process.
Yeah.
So, but before the thing, it's even printed, I pretty much have it. In
is
my
there
memory.
A oh, awesome. Strategic kind of way to set those up? I've always wondered that.
Yeah, kind of. You want to
build it up and then let it down.
Yeah.
And anyway. Build it up to a fever pitch. Let
and let it down again.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, today we are going to play some of Sean's music. And I forgot.
I forgot the CD. But you guys heard it last week.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. It's good stuff.
Yeah. I forgot too. So.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't ask you.
What's that?
Are you allowed to say, like, websites and stuff on the air?
Yeah.
Well, in case you do want to hear it, you can go to www.seanpittman.com, SeanPittman, or if you're on MySpace, go to MySpace Music and look up Sean Pittman under band name so you can hear some
Well
stuff
worth
there.
Your time, kids. Yeah. Well worth your time.
It's good stuff.
Awesome. Well, I don't really, like I said, we don't really have music today, so I don't really know what we're going to get into, but first off, we actually wanted to mention, we can get your opinion too, Sean, since you're here. There's a TV show.
On HBO.
HBO.
Yeah.
Being produced by Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Called Big Love.
Yeah, I just heard about it on the news like a couple days ago. And apparently the whole plot behind it is that there's this family that practices polygamy that lives in Utah. And
nice.
they said in the statement that they want to stay away from the whole stereotype that they're Mormons. They might use the term fundamentalist Mormons, but they wanted to stay away from actually calling them Mormons. But
perfect.
Yeah, and I think the only thing that really kind of irks me about this is that it's supposed to be a comedy. And
see,
I just don't
CBS
think
that it said drama.
Drama?
On the CBS website.
Oh.
It says drama. But
that's
I don't
better.
Know.
Yeah.
Maybe
it'll
be a comedy to those that know the Mormon church.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, I was reading and on the link that you sent me, Anna sent me a link on MySpace, where you can also find Sean Pittman. But yeah, like I was reading through it and it said drama, but I don't know. And then I went to IMDb to look it up. And, like, it actually has a relatively great cast.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
Bill
interesting.
Bill Paxton
Yeah,
is
Bill
like
Paxton
the father.
And Chloe Sevigny or whatever it is. Is
oh,
one
is
of the wives.
That, is she the one from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
No, Zoe.
Oh, she has a different name. Okay, never mind.
Sorry. But, yeah, so that should be coming out. And, interesting. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like if it wasn't supposed to relate or somehow connote that it was like LDS folk, it wouldn't be centered in Utah.
Yeah, because most people, when they think of Utah, they think of Mormons and our church. And a lot of people still associate that stereotype of polygamy and plural marriage with the church, even though we don't practice that anymore and basically have a big kind of rule against it. So
they should have made it in Montana or something.
Yeah, or like
South Dakota,
like Colorado City or something. Because like Colorado City, Arizona. Wait, I was reading that there's like another place that like weirdos practice polygamy. It was like Colorado City, Arizona, like the outskirts of mm-hmm. some place.
Well, like, they still have that one in El Dorado here in Texas. And
really?
Yeah, it's like this big, huge compound just a little bit south of San Angelo. And I always like drive that way when I go home. I haven't like seen anything, but it's always like just Whoa. Right there on the way. And I'm always like, Sometimes I just want to like drive past it to see how big it is. Because a lot of people like created this
they have
huge
a compound.
Ruckus. They called it a compound.
Like they all live in like a...
Yeah, they all live inside of this like gated community. And they,
interesting.
Yeah. And apparently the prophet of that church, and if you guys
she's
can't see
doing
my fingers,
quote fingers,
prophet of that church is like wanted and is running from the law, apparently. So, yeah. It's interesting.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's exciting. Yeah. We're going to cut to some nice instrumental music. We don't have our LDS music for you today, but instrumental's good for all religions, even
yes.
non-religions.
Yes.
So we're going to cut to that, and we're going to come back with more from Sean and a little from our sponsors and a giveaway, so stay tuned.
Thank you.
We're back.
Hope you guys enjoyed that.
Hope you guys enjoyed whatever the heck that was.
Yeah.
I just played, like, whatever was in the CD player. Let's see what it is, shall we?
Yeah.
If the artist is listening, I'm sorry, but
that is
gosh.
Not Sean Pittman.
No, it is not Sean Pittman.
No, it's
Matthew
not.
Shipp with one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matthew Shipp.
I'm not really feeling that, babe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're back with Sean, like I said, and you're listening to KVRX Austin 91.7 FM with Colleen and Anna.
Hello.
Barlam. I said that wrong. Hello, Barlam, for the latter day.
Yes. And since we do have Sean in the studio with us, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been playing music, and what your credentials are, I guess you could say, like what all you've done, any cool stuff that you can like brag about? Because
I guess now would be
time.
The time to do it.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, let's see. I've been playing music for about 15, 16 years. First gig was in a church talent show.
Hey,
you won.
Yeah, I started playing blues. Lived in Dallas. Moved there my senior year in high school. I started playing around out there. Gosh, I'm at a loss for words all of a sudden. I recorded a few CDs. I played with some people. Double Trouble, Susan Tedeschi. Opened up for a lot of blues legends like Buddy Guy, Robert Cray.
Oh my gosh!
Doyle Bramlett.
Really? Awesome. Buddy Guy's love my life.
Wow. I opened up for him a few times.
That's awesome.
I accidentally took a shower in his shower because I went into the wrong dressing room when I opened up for him, and they're like, "Hey, Sean, you're in the other dressing room. This is Buddy's." So
you're
anyway,
like, oops,
it'd have been more awkward if he like actually walked in.
I did get to. I was on the Conan O'Brien show one time.
Really,
I love Conan.
Conan is the love of my life.
That was fun.
I think I'll take him too. Hey, yeah. Polygamy. Just kidding.
Back to polygamy.
Oh, mercy. JK,
good
listeners,
segment.
JK.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, okay. How many albums have you produced?
Four. I've recorded four. And
recorded four.
Produced the last two of my own.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, I saw that you were self-produced on that last one, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. And, like, you play the majority of the instruments on the album. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the liner notes. And
yeah. On the last one I did. Not on all the other ones. The third one I did with Double Trouble, which was... For those of you who don't know, Stevie Ray Vaughan's band, Double Trouble, they still play from time to time with different front guys. But
I love Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, he was my hero for a long time.
So was that like a dream come true, like
absolutely.
Working with him?
Yeah. If I never do anything else in music, to me, that was worth it, every bit of all that I've gone through.
That's awesome.
Just to play with those guys, yeah.
Well, one question that we've asked the past Mormon musicians that we've had on the show is... I guess, how hard is it now, like, being an active member of the church and, like, balancing that lifestyle? I mean, I guess you're
difficult.
Probably used to it, but do you still, like, find places that are always, like, what?
There's some Mormon? Places that I don't want to go, that I won't go. But I try to find the places to play that have, you know, a fairly good environment, you know, like outdoor events. And now that there's no smoking in Austin. And
yeah, that's
a
nice.
Lot better.
The
most
smoking ban has made my life happy and my hair smell better.
And clothes, too.
Yeah.
But the lifestyle is, it's different. It's an alternative lifestyle, especially for someone that's an active LDS member.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, I got lectured today. Actually moving from Austin to be a record producer. And
Okay.
Oh.
say it officially over the radio. This is exciting news from Colleen.
Colleen Kelly is going to be a record producer in 2 months.
Cool.
Yeah.
Bala. But my soon to be, he won't be my boss directly, but anyway, the guy that's kind of taken me under his wing and got me these positions, he might actually move me to Seattle. It might not be Nashville. Anyway, he gave me this lecture on, because he was like, I heard from your teacher that you're religious, and he's like, you have to understand that's going to be a problem because so many people are going to pressure you, la 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 la. So many jobs are received because of women giving up their goodies, la, la, la. And he's like, you're going to have to compensate 100-fold. like, in talent if you're not going to, like, give yourself to these people or whatever.
That's...
And I'm like, well, that's interesting. And he's like, I'm just telling you the truth. And he's like, if you go into the kind of music you want to go in, he's like, you could go to, like, Christian rock or, like, gospel, and it wouldn't be the case, but you want to go into, like, rock, so it's going to be that way.
Who's this,
like,
guy? Oh.
His name's Gil Cabot. He's an executive at Warner Brothers.
Oh, figures.
Yeah, Warner Brothers. But, yeah.
That's so sad, though, that it's come down to, like, the only people who can actually, like, have, like, good values. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that have good values, but mm-hmm. for the ones who, you know, have different values, I guess, that, I mean, you kind of get shunned into, like, just one category.
Right. But I know I can break it. I've broken it before.
You can break the mold.
What the heck? I got a freaking Mormon show on KVRX.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's pretty good. Like the indie rock station of Austin. I got a Mormon show.
Yeah.
We can do it.
We can.
We can break barriers.
Yes.
Cool. We'll ask another question of our friend Sean here.
Let's see.
By the way, I don't subscribe to any of the stuff that guy said. I don't think it's true. Awesome. Maybe it has happened. I'm sure it has. I mean, you wonder how some of these people get famous because you're like, what?
Like they aren't even talented.
But I've played with some very successful female artists, not producers, but maybe I don't know how much of a difference there really is in the business. I mean, actually, I think
the artists would get it more than producers.
Yeah. She didn't, you know, have anything close to that kind of experience. So. But she was really talented.
Sean.
I don't know. But I think that you're going to, no matter what you do in life, I think that there's always, the world's going to be the way it is. And
right.
We're responsible for our actions no matter what situation
we're in.
So. But that, right. You know, it's kind of scary thing to say. That,
I know, right?
Thanks a lot.
I think he might have just been doing it to get my reaction to, like, see if I had a tough skin or something.
Yeah.
Because it couldn't possibly be as bad as he was making it out. Like,
I hope
just,
not.
Maybe he just thought you were cute.
He's never seen me.
Because
I have a hot voice. Hello, Mr. Cabot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's funny.
But, yeah, he's going to fly out here, and I don't know. I'm pretty nervous, actually. We'll see how it goes. So what all instruments do you play? Like, out of curiosity. Try and make a good list just so our listeners can see how freaking awesome you are.
Just, well, I'm not awesome. I can fake playing some of the drums, bass, piano, guitar. Those are the main ones.
Woo! Wow.
But mainly I'm a blues player, so right. any of those instruments I can go do a blues gig on. No
yeah.
problem. But I won't say that I could make a living playing drums if I was somebody's drummer and,
right.
and so, such
but
and such.
But you could be like a one-man show.
If I could figure out how to play all that stuff at the same time.
That would be awesome. Or you could record, like, Britt Daniel from Spoon, like, recorded himself yeah. playing all the instruments and then played it from, like, a boom box. Yeah. It was kind of cheesy, but it was also pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's yeah. a thought. Do you yeah. have any Talent. Gigs coming up or yeah. anything? Like, do you play around town anytime soon?
I don't think I'm playing around town until the 11th of March.
March 11th.
At Wero's.
It's not this Saturday, but the next, guys.
Yeah. yeah. I
mean, where's
it's South Congress.
South Congress.
Across from, kind of catty corner to the Continental Club.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so Sean will be there on March 11th. That's awesome. You ladies gonna go?
Yeah.
Heck yes, we will.
Out of all the venues that you've played at, like, whether in Austin or just around the world, like, where was your, like, favorite place to play?
Oh, gosh. Well, Texas, I'd have to say... Green Hall. That's in New Braunfels.
Oh,
that's my
it's
favorite.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
I love it there.
And then also, I really like Europe a lot. I liked, and anywhere that's on the water. There's France. I think I enjoyed playing in France quite a bit. It's pretty cool.
Well, yeah.
Awesome.
Can't complain about that. Beachside.
Like, although audience. I did have to do one really strange gig over there. I played at a shark auction in France.
Oh, really?
In Bordeaux. Yeah.
Did you bid?
No, but
shark.
they were like, That'd just imagine racist. Trying to play a song and have a guy, like, auctioning off a shark in French in
wow.
the middle of your song. It was a little strange. That was probably the weirdest gig I've ever done.
How does French auction sound?
I don't
like,
know.
The English ones are,
able...
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, exactly.
In France, maybe it's like, wee, 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 wee.
But aside from that one, there, Most of them are really fun.
Fire, na, 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 na. I don't know what that is, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, we're in a good mood.
At the end of that one, at the end of that gig, I was just sitting there. It's like I can't go on.
Well, did people like clap for you, or were they worried to clap because then they'd like bid on the shark?
They were staring at me like they didn't like I was like an alien or something. It's one of the stranger.
Yeah,
gigs.
I guess blues musicians don't really fit in with shark auctions.
I think any kind of musician would.
Yeah, no,
that's true.
Maybe bear. No, no, no.
That could be music. A banjo.
Yeah,
that sounds like it. They could like accompany me the like French guy going wee 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 with a banjo. That's a good idea. I think I'm gonna do that.
You should start that.
This guy Doug in our ward or our congregation. If you don't know what ward means, you should know what ward means, listeners, because we're gonna use it again.
Yeah.
Ward is our congregation. This guy in our ward plays banjo.
Yes,
and
he does.
He would go to France at a shark auction and play. What do you think?
He would.
I think he would.
I wouldn't recommend it, but...
We could solicit him. Who knows?
So, I noticed on your album that there's... Well, actually, I only heard a couple of songs because I only got to listen to it while I was here, unfortunately. But the songs that we played were very, like, vastly... different,
mm-hmm.
like as far as musical styles go, which I loved. I thought it was fabulous that you did that.
Thanks.
But like, what made you? Because the one was very blues with like 12 bar blues, and it was very like bluesy.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was more kind of like the word contemporary is not right at all, but it was kind of like rock ballad ish. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. Like,
well,
is that the first time
you've
done something
different? Yeah, yeah, the last record, the last CD was something way different than anything I'd ever
it's
done.
It's really good. I like
which
that.
Just kind of put me in a strange spot because people know me from blues,
mm-hmm.
the people that do. And then, you know, I try to do something completely different to go to a different, a wider range of audience. And I don't went over the blues people's heads, but the other people don't know who I am, so...
We're working on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely need to put... your album into the new bin here, because we looked in the library and Sean's album isn't here, and everyone would love it here, so we'll definitely do that for sure.
I will donate.
Awesome. There's a quick announcement I need to make for our sponsors, Pate Engineers, and then we'll do a giveaway and say goodbye. I know it's sad. The shows go fast, but they'd only give the Mormon show half an hour.
At least we got it, though.
Yeah, at least we got half an hour. Whoop! All right, so our friends at Pate Engineers here in Austin would like to remind all the students in our communities to follow your dreams. If you aspire to be an engineer, it's going to take a lot of hard work. Set your goals today and strive to achieve them. Take this time in school seriously, and your rewards will be endless. Pate Engineers just wants to say it takes all kinds to make our community diverse, and our future needs new talented engineers. Enjoy yourself while you're young. But also study hard and you will achieve your dreams. Remember, education is the gateway to a better life, and only you hold the key. This important reminder is a courtesy of Pate Engineers here in Austin. Looking forward to the future of our community, they're on the air because they care. And so are we.
Yes. I care. I care about giveaways.
I love
and,
giveaways.
Right now, let's see. Friday, March 3rd, we will start taking callers for... the bands, let's see, What Made Milwaukee Famous and Death Ray Davies.
The Death Ray Davies are awesome, by the way.
I like that name.
Yeah, they're
That's
awesome.
A sweet name. Like so them. If you guys want to go, it's the outside show, so it probably will start about like 7. Give us a call. We've got, there's someone calling right now. Yeah, we got a winner. We got a winner.
All right, we have our winner. Sorry, everybody else. All right, well, thank you so much, Sean, for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You are extremely talented.
We'll make sure to play some more of his music next week, since we didn't get to treat you with it. I promise it's totally worth it, totally awesome, and so is Sean. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, have a good evening.
All righty, bye.
Bye.